Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I love the Rhone Valley.
Me too.
And the reds there are fantastic.
They are.
But we forget how good the whites are and how interesting they are. And they run a wide range of flavors and styles. A lot of fun.
They do. And so I'm going to talk about Rhone, one Rhone and two Rhone style whites.
Mm-hmm.
I like to describe myself as an equal opportunity imbiber. But during the summer, I do tend to drink a bit more white wine than red. And often these days, my tendency has been towards the white Rhones and the Rhone style whites. They offer a different experience from Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc, mm-hmm. and are frequently blends. The predominant grapes are Viognier, Grenache Blanc, Marsanne, and Roussanne. And although there are examples of standalone varietals, you see that Viognier probably the most common one.
Sure.
They're almost always generally a blend, and they represent, I think, pretty good value. I tried three. One from Argentina, mm-hmm. one from the Rhone, and one from Paso Robles in California. So here goes.
Sure.
From Viña Las Perdices comes the 2025 Viognier. It's produced at an elevation of about 3,500 feet above sea level in the foothills of the Andes. And the wine is a good example of the varietal. Pale, almost a greenish-yellow color, the wine shows aromas and flavors of peach and apricot with white flower notes. On the palate, it is crisp, elegant, and balanced. The label suggests pairing with spicy dishes or sushi, and I can see that definitely working.
Mm-hmm.
Very enjoyable, especially at $12.99 a bottle.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's a darn good deal.
Okay.
The name means the partridges, and there is a partridge illustration on the label. So, next up was a wonderful wine from winemaker Yves Cuiron, and it's 100% Marsanne from the 2024 vintage called Les Vignes d'à Côté. We'll put this on the website, folks. Designated an IGP, Colline Rodinienne. IGP is sort of a looser geographic designation mm-hmm. than Appellation Contrôlée. This wine comes from a broad area in the northern Rhone. The wine is 100% Marsanne, is pale gold, and features aromas of white peach, flowers, and a subtle citrus and pear flavor over lush, rounded palate with a crisp, almost steely finish. It's nice to see a standalone Marsanne, which is not very common, especially at the price point of $19.99. So, good deal.
Wow, good deal.
Last, from Tablas Creek in Paso Robles, comes the 2024 Patelin de Table Blanc, which is a classic Rhone-style white blend. This joint venture of the Perrin family in the Rhone, the owners of Chateau de Beaucastel, and the Robert Haas family, big importers, has been among the most successful Rhone projects in the U.S. It features six different varietals: Grenache Blanc, Viognier, Vermentino, kind of interestingly, Roussanne, Marsanne, and Picpoul Blanc. In classic Rhone white style, it's both crisp and rich with floral aromatics, notes of mandarin orange, tropical fruit and spice, layered and approachable on the palate. The label suggests pairing with lemon chicken scallops or seafood cooked with garlic and white wine, all of which seem like winners to me. So this is $23.99. These are all great examples. I like the Las Perdices because of the great value, but my wine of the week is going to definitely be the Cuiron Marsanne, just because it's so nice to have a standalone Marsanne.
You're absolutely right. Kind of rare. We'll try it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.